A letter from an occupant, a piece by Pierce McKiernan. The sound of the mid-April rain drowned out the sound of myself and my brother arguing whether dry food, me, or wet food, Liam, was better for our cat Daisy, who had just proceeded to curl up against my leg. Although the case Liam made was compelling, I was the one who came out on top, as Daisy proceeded to get stuck into the rabbit-flavoured nibbles in her bowl. My dad acted as the peacemaker somewhat in this instance, as he threw down a letter addressed to me onto the worktop between my brother and myself. He had a look so stern on his face that it could melt steel. Think Judge Judy. For God's sake, don't tell me you owe them any more money. I snapped out of my dry food cat dilemma and studied the letter. It was addressed to me, obviously, with the minute university logo perched on the top right-hand corner. You know the one I'm talking about. Then suddenly it hit me like a ton of bricks. This was it. I genuinely thought they would have forgotten about this, like everyone else had dropped out in their first year. But no. Here it was. Addressed to me in my own handwriting, a letter from my 18-year-old self. Look, let me explain. Basically, I was in Minute from 2016 to 2018, studying music and English. So quite the combo. We had a pre-induction week for those who came in through the Hear and Dare scheme. On the last day of this induction, we had to write a letter to ourselves, which would be sent to us after we graduated. In my case, it would have been 2019. The letter was comprised of several wishes about where I'd like myself to be in a few years' time and what I would have liked to have had achieved by now. Some of those wishes included traveling, getting a first-class degree, and of course, obviously the most important one of all, getting a shitty tattoo. I think back to that young, confused guy sitting in a lecture hall full of people he will never, ever see again and ask myself, do you think that in 7 years later you'd be sharing this with the world? And honestly, you would have laughed. So I'm sure you know how the story goes. The transition from second level to third level did not sit well with me. The fact that I had to go out and do the work instead of people spoon-feeding it to me was ridiculous. And from one cliché to another, the way I coped with that was partying. A lot. I just could not find my place here, and I thought that I could somehow find my purpose at the bottom of a pint glass. I wasn't particularly driven back then. I didn't like the people in my course, and I just couldn't bring myself to go into lectures. Things started to really fall apart in 2018, when my mother was diagnosed with cancer. It's put a lot of stuff on hold for me, and eventually led to me dropping out. My senses were only heightening by then, dwindling towards madness. I bottled all of that aside to make her moments as comfortable as possible during her last days and looked after her until she died in January of 2019. Time works differently when you lose a parent. I've had people say things like, God, it probably feels like yesterday and time goes so fast, but what they don't know is that time works against you once your beloved predeceases you. Eventually, I started college in IADT in 2020 and it was perfect, a complete redo. I met my best friends and from that period on, took on so many great opportunities. But of course, my journey isn't over yet. There's still many surprises to come along the way. I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that looking back at yourself and feeling embarrassed is a part of life. If I didn't cringe at who I was 8 years ago, I would still be the same person with the same bad habits. So just know that if you are struggling right now to find your place in the world, that you will get there eventually. As I hold this letter in my hand now, I think less of the weight of it held back on me in 2016, but more so about how much I've overcome since writing it. Although, I still should really consider getting that tattoo. What do you think?